Yes, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, yeah, man. Buddy. How about you?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Jim.
Yes, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey,
buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy boy.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Buddy. Sniff, 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 sniff. Buddy. Buddy.
Hey.
Buddy, buddy.
Hey.
Buddy.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. All right.
Oh, yeah, man.
Buddy.
Buddy. Yeah, buddy.
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 Hey, bud.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, bud.
Bud.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Buddy, 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 buddy.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah, man. Master Man Randy Savage here.
Buddy, buddy.
Okay, this is weird.
The thing. The thing about buddies is... They're buddies forever and ever and and ever buddies to the end.
Can you tell us about your buddy? Go ahead.
I have no idea.
My buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy.
Wherever I go, he goes. My buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy.
I'll teach him everything that I know. My buddy and me like to climb up a tree. My buddy and me, where the best.
My buddy from Play School.
So, on Sunday for 4th of July, I saw the fireworks in Beacon Field, Portsy Tower, and they were beautiful, especially the grand finale was so beautiful. All those fireworks going up all at once was crazy. Everybody was just clapping and cheering them on. Everybody was just so happy. It was the 200th anniversary of the history of the whole world. 250 indeed. United States of America. And there's one thing I wanted that I couldn't get to do is why my bicycle, because my brakes are not working, but that's okay. I'll get my brakes fixed sometime. I'm going to go to Bicycle World on Federal Street and those dudes can fix it up for me very nicely.
Bicycle World rocks.
Bicycle World, Wanna why my bicycle? Bicycle World walks, walk and roll.
Time.
Time.
Time. Time. Time.
Jim.
Turn like this does. I don't know. See, this is turning.
I just loosened it.
Did you? Oh, good. Oops.
Oops, Jim.
Knock out his teeth. Go ahead. All right, Jim.
I got all his teeth.
Did he? Oh, okay. So you're good then. All right. Good. Go ahead. How was your fourth, Jim?
Good. We stayed home at the fourth.
Okay. Anything good? Had a... Burgers, fries, whatever. Burgers and weenies.
Anything.
Huh?
Then any hamburgers.
You didn't have any hamburgers.
No cookout.
Hamburgers.
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 No cookout for you this year, Jim. No cookout for Jim this year. What did you do? Did you go out?
Yeah, on the weekend.
Okay. What did you tell us about that? Tell us about your weekend, buddy. Let's hear about it.
I went out on the weekend. I had a good time. I went to the 99s.
The 99.
Yummy.
Yeah.
What'd you eat, buddy?
Steak.
Steak.
Yeah. I love steak.
Steak.
What kind? What kind of steak?
Those round ones.
The round steak. Tell us more about that. I want to hear about it. I want to hear about the steak.
I had a good steak at 99. I had gravy over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And rice. And corn. And coffee. No dessert.
Here, yeah, would you look? Can you tell us about your 4th of July, buddy?
Great.
Why don't you come grab a microphone?
Come on up, Peter.
Do you want us either this one or that one? Yeah, does that work?
That one.
Yeah, go ahead.
My 4th of July was great. Great.
What did you do? You want to tell us about it?
The fireworks was great.
You go to the Greenfield fireworks, Peter?
Nope.
Where did you go to see fireworks?
I watch on television.
Oh, very nice. Yes, there were a lot of good fireworks on TV. Awesome. All from all over the place. Which one did you watch?
250.
250 from where were they shooting?
United States.
United States. And the fireworks from which city?
New York. 250.
New York City. Fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. All right. And did you see any music on TV, buddy?
Yes.
What did you see? What did you watch?
I watched the parade in New York.
Oh, very nice. Very, very cool. All right. How about Justin, Mr. DJ
over there, tell us about your 4th of July. 4th of July.
Talking about 4th of July. Big, big one this year.
Well, I really didn't do anything on the 4th of July, actually.
Okay.
Did you do anything on the 3rd of July?
I just stay home and I played a few rounds of CTR.
What is that?
Crash Bandicoot Team Racing.
I see.
Basically, after I get all the CTR tokens, I have to get a high score in order to get 4 secret characters throughout the game.
Was that something you play online, or how's that work?
No, I don't play on a computer. It's actually on my PlayStation 2.
In other words, the PS2?
That's correct.
That is correct. PS2, folks. And what is it called?
CTR Crash Bandicoot Team Racing.
Fantastic. How about Mario over here? Hey, big guy. Yeah. Wait a minute. 4th of July.
Let's talk about 4th of July. What'd you do on the 4th of July, big man? Can you tell us about that?
4th of July. I have some fun. I need to buy Burger King. I have Walmart Jr. I have Panama Poppers and Diet Coke.
You rule, buddy. You rule.
You rule.
Burger King?
Burger King.
You rule.
You rule.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Still that. Ever been to Blue Diner?
The Blue Diner?
Yeah.
The
Northampton.
Yes. That's yes I have. The Blue Bonnet. Did you go there?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I like that place. I haven't been there in a while. What'd you have there? When did you go there?
Last time. Rebecca.
Uh-huh. And what did you eat?
Hamburgers and fries.
Hamburgers.
And fries.
And fries.
Yep.
Did the train go by when you were there?
They have one inside.
I know. Tell us about that. I want to know about that. That's very cool. For those of you who haven't been there, you can go and eat, right?
Yeah.
And watch the train.
You can look up. It's right there.
You look up and there it is.
Yeah.
Flying overhead.
Yeah.
Does it fly? It doesn't fly, though.
No.
What's
it goes on the track.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it goes. They have this train track inside of the Blue Diner.
Mm-hmm. It goes around.
Yeah, in circles.
Mm-hmm.
There's only an engine and a car.
Just one engine and one car.
Yeah.
Is that it? There's not any more cars to it?
No.
No. It's kind of a short train, right?
Yeah.
But it's a long track.
Yeah.
It cruises through the whole restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. That's cool.
It's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
Yeah.
I agree. It is fun to watch.
Yeah. Yes. You know how Yankee Candle has two of them?
They have two trains?
Yeah.
At Yankee Candle.
Both sides?
Yeah. Guys wanna. Yeah? Go ahead. Two trains. Two trains at Yankee Candle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what else did you see besides two trains?
What you talking about,
Will? I saw this car on Northampton Street.
Very cool. What kind of car, Jim?
White Cadillac.
Cool, my favorite car.
Cadillac DeVille.
Awesome. Yeah. What color, Jim?
White.
White. White. Convertible?
Yep.
Cool. Who's driving it, Jim?
Some girl.
Cool, some girl.
Yeah.
Mm.
Guess what kind of soda I had?
What kind?
The frozen soda.
Yummy.
Yep. Pewee.
And now, a special performance by the Incredible Hulk singing the legendary favorite, I've Been Working on the Railroad. Without further ado, the Incredible Hulk.
Green Hulk. I'm working on the river. It away. I am coming from the arcade. It was a blowing in my heart. It was a blowing at the heart.
I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Fee-fi, fiddly-i-o. Strumming on the old banjo.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Well, for the past few days, I've been watching Tubi, and I've been finding some action movies, horror movies, some comedy movies. But for people who like horror movies and like giant snakes, there's a movie called Snakes on a Plane. And people who for like action movies, there's actually a 5 series of Angel, a Vampire with a Soul. And for comedy, is all the complete 8 series of the American Pie movies.
I love the American Pie movies. Those are my favorite comedy movies of all times. They are so funny. I love the Snakes on a Plane movie too. That's my favorite. I love snakes.
And that's that.
I like the Three Stooges. They're very funny.
I love Three Stooges too. They're hilarious. And my other favorite classic movie is Sounds of Music.
Mine too.
And my other favorite is Ben-Hur and Lawrence of Arabia.
I like that show. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Me too. That's a great show. That's very funny. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Dick Van Dyke is in it.
I know. He's a great actor indeed.
You know, he's 100 years old.
He's 100 years old.
Congratulations. 100 years old. Wow.
Yep.
My other favorite movie is Wizard of Oz. The great and powerful Wizard of Oz. And the Wicked Witch of the West.
The Wizard of Oz, a principal place.
Wonderful place. And my other favorite movie is Batman Forever and Batman Dark Knight Rises and Batman Robin, the original Batman with Jack Nicholson.
You know what else is a good movie?
What, Jim?
Knight Rider.
That's a great movie, Knight Rider, and Superman.
Yeah, and Supergirl, too.
Yes, Supergirl, too, indeed.
Yep.
Don't forget the new series of Batwoman.
Yeah, there's a new series out called Batwoman. That's a very good series, too. I love Batwoman, too. She's very, very good. I will check her out sometime, too. Jim.
Who's the one who plays Cat Lady? A Batman.
The girl plays Catwoman. I forget her name.
You ladies with your fancy hairdos, what do you know about beauty? After you suffer the effects of my hair-raising balm, you will never be able to raise your heads in public again. Then we'll see who's the fairest of them all.
No, not our hair. Anything but that.
Jazz Cats, it's your professor. I'm back again. I miss you guys. Did you miss me?
You betcha. You betcha we missed you. Hey, Mindy.
Hey, what?
What's going on with the cat lady? What's happening? Who is that?
How Earth to get Roller R's if she's been alive? What age would she be?
It's a very good question. Rolling R's, all right? Anybody have an answer to that question? Rolling R's. Eartha Kitt rolling her R's.
I think she practices, especially if she's in a scene in movies, or she's just used to it because that's how she can talk. And she also probably rehearses, make sure that she pronounces
right there.
The letter R just right.
All right, let's get a sense of that. What do you think, Mindy? How's that work?
What age should the Earth Kid might be alive when she was in 2026?
We're rolling R's here on the Superstars. Go, Phil.
No, Superstars.
Yeah.
If Eartha Kitt was alive in 2026, what age should be she been?
Eartha Kitt was born in 1927. 1927.
If she been alive, what age should she been?
She passed away in 2008.
What age she died?
So let me see. She passed away in 2008. She was 81 years old. 81. In 2008.
In 2026, what age she should have been when she was alive?
You're gonna make me do math now, aren't you? You're gonna make me do math here on the radio show.
I'm
okay.
Just curious.
All right. Born in 27. January 27, by the way. 37, 47, 57, 67, 77, 87, 97, 07, 17. She would have been 99 this year, I think. Wait a minute.
Yikes.
Yeah, I believe so. 99 years old. 99. Right? 99.
Whoa, whoa, it's no Jazz Cats.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled agenda. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper, the girl who's never been cased. But I'm tired of being pure and a nut chase. Like something that sinks its level. I wanna go to the devil, I wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax, I wanna be evil. And cheat at jacks, I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies, I wanna be mean and throw my ties. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I want to see some dissipation in my face. I want to be evil. I want to be mad. But more than that, I want to be bad. I want to be evil and trump an ace just to see my partner's face. I want to be nasty. I want to be cruel. I want to be daring. I want to shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat just so I can step on everybody's feet. I want to be evil. I want to hurt flies. I want to sing songs like the guy who cries. I want to be horrid. I want to drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil me, just as mean and evil as I can be.
What's up, Jazz Cats? I'm the Greek mythology expert on Greek mythology. Mel C. Erpticate.
Well, I know in one episode, it was Angelina Jolie.
Jolie?
Angelina Jolie, yes. That's why Angelina Jolie plays Catwoman.
Yeah. But though...
Yeah, the old... Old Batman TV show is very good.
The Batman attack about slam, crash, pow, bam, burp, and fart, and grounded, fart.
You mean boom?
Pew!
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
And number one, I'll talk about the boxing. And number two, a loss of a girls boxing. Number three, loss of fun championship. Number four, I have fun at an ESPN show. Love, Phil, Airway Superstar.
So Phil, so tell us, Phil, who is your favorite boxer of all time? Who's your favorite boxer? Who would that be?
They are wrestling. Together.
Boxing and wrestling together?
Yeah.
So who is your favorite boxer?
I like girls.
Okay. Who would that be? Who would your favorite wrestler or boxer be? Who is that? Who is the best? Who are they?
Girls beats at the boxing game.
Who? Oh, the boxing game.
Yeah.
Not real people?
People.
Where? Where are these people? Where are they? Are they on TV?
On TV.
Okay. So what are their names? Who are the boxers or the wrestlers, whatever they are?
WWW.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And who is the greatest fighter in the WWW? Does anybody know? Jim, maybe Jim knows. Jim, can you help us? Just grab a microphone there, buddy. Just give us a hand. Just a little bit. Go ahead. What do you got? Who's the WWW? Who's the best? Who are they?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Can anybody help us? How about you, Pat? You know something about this? Where's our... Actually, who... Where's King Snake? Where's he? He knows a lot about these things. He knows all about that. King Snake WWW, what would you say? You want to hand him a microphone? Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, just to clarify, it's not WWW. It's actually WWE.
WWE. Not three W's?
No.
W? Right, okay. WWE.
There is some speculation going on that the boxers, TNA, and WWE are going to start working all together instead of having one separate main events.
And will they change their name to the WWW? Try W's?
Never.
Triple W?
That will never, ever happen.
Okay. Who is Phil's hero? Phil?
Girls are the hero. Other than winner.
Okay, who is that? She-Hulk? She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk is the greatest, according to Mr. Smash Bang here.
The greatest.
Okay, we're talking about WWW. I think Phil's watching a different wrestling show than the rest of us. Right? WWW, She-Hulk. Right?
Yeah.
And who does She-Hulk fight? Who does she fight?
I don't say. Who? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now knockout.
Knockout. All right. All right. Well, so there you have it. Something new.
And just to answer Seth's question.
Yes. Please. My favorite boxer. Many questions about
my
this.
My favorite boxer of all time.
Yes.
Would have to be Floyd Money Mayweather.
Who's that now?
Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yes.
Actually had a special guest appearance like 6-7 years ago on WWE where he actually knocked out the Big Show with one punch.
Okay. Wow. Anybody else have any favorite fighters?
My favorite old boxer is Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson.
Yeah, very good. And how about Jim? Jim must have some favorites. And they could be real or maybe from the movies, perhaps. There's been a lot of boxing movies, fighting movies over the years. What do you think, Jim? Who do you like?
Mr. T.
Mr. T, of course.
Yep.
Mr. T pities the fool, doesn't he?
Yep.
He does. He pities all fools.
That's the guy who plays on the A-team.
He is. He's on the A-team. And the B-team and the C-team. I believe he was on all three.
He's also on Rocky 3.
Rocky 3, exactly.
Rocky 3, indeed.
What was his name in Rocky 3? Does anybody know? Come on now. Come on now. There's the trivia question right there. What was Mr. T's name, the character's name that he played in Rocky III? Who is it? Let's go around and see if we know.
I'm not sure. I forget.
Okay, Justin, you know that one? You remember?
I think it was Creed.
You think it was Creed?
I know the second name was Creed. I forget the first name.
Creed? All right. Justin says Creed. Phil, what was Mr. T's name, his character's name, in the movie Rocky III? Phil, what was his name?
Rocky III.
His name was not Rocky III. His name was something else. Do we know what it was? Anybody? Anybody know?
I think it's Mr. T.
Okay, his character's name. His character's name in the movie Rocky III was... I don't think anybody got it yet. Not yet. Apollo Creed was the fighter from the first movie.
And second.
Correct. Yep. And then we had Rocky III, Mr. T, who played... What was his character's name? Let's guess. Let's a few more guesses go around the room. Pat, you got another guess? Pat's got another guess here.
I really think it's Creed.
Well, we've... No, that's not it.
Creed... Balboa.
Okay, Balboa was Rocky's last name, right? Last name. Jim, you got another? Take another stab at it, Jim.
Nope.
Just make up a name. give us a name. What do you think, Mr. T? Anybody have an idea? All right, Justin, have you figured it out yet? Where is he? Okay, we're looking for the Mr. T's character's name, the character that Mr. T portrayed in the movie Rocky III from, I believe, here we have it. It is what? Go ahead. What is it? All right, we had to cheat. Maybe some of our listeners know, and they're going to...
It's CLUBBERHECKLES.
Okay, well, Clubber.
Clubber.
Clubber who?
Clubber Hakeless.
No. Clubber...
Blank.
Blank.
Okay. His name?
His name? Clubber Blank.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and chess, till the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Clubber Lang.
And now it's time for Tight
Titanic Top 10 with Casey.
Yeah, LA. I pushed up my mic. Okay. LA. Hello? 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 Okay. Yep. Today, I'm DJ Russell to have a fact about Titanic. The one, the fascinated on the board with a ground breaking. The two, the James and the crash with a little different. The 700 done or a sweet class, a pastor had to share two bathtubs not made for a jury, lasting almost 6 days to be a fire that wasn't bad for the time. It's a for a good class and pastor, but by TA, the students, it leaves a little to be decided. The three, the ship was destined with looks in mind. The four, there wasn't enough lifeboat, there couldn't have been more. And there were only 20 live boats when the ship was carrying only 64. What's more, the first live boat to leave the ship was carrying only 28 people. Even though there was the space for 65. They were born April 12, 1912. The history of facts, the tactic is disappearing and scientists and follow, you know, why. The was the ship, the break, the fall of water and ocean.
The Titanic was big, wasn't it?
It was big.
It was like one of the biggest ships made at that time.
And
they said it was one of the safest, if not the safest, ship ever built. That's what they said. That's what they told people.
They did say, yeah.
They said, come on aboard.
On board.
Big boat.
Big boat.
Safe boat.
Safe boat.
Good times.
Good times.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Ship ahoy.
Ship ahoy.
Right? And what happened? What was your clearest memory of the Titanic there, Casey? What do you remember about it?
The only two person, it's very hard to understand. It can't get out of the boat. That's a very desire people that dies on the ocean. It's very hard to believe.
Do you know when they got to their location, only one person has survived? Everyone else was frostbitten from the ocean, from the iceberg, and only one person out of so many were survived. And do you know it was, I want to say her name was Rose.
Yes, Rose Dawson.
And when she got off that boat, she changed her last name.
Rose Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Because she really liked this boy named Jack.
Jack.
So when they said what was her name, and she told them, and then they want to make sure that everybody got to where their loved ones was, or find somebody that they were looking for to be together.
Yeah.
Because she was supposed to be marrying this rich man, which in the end, he didn't marry her.
Because that's right. A man was guilty because the judge shoot at them. Shoot at both a chair are not getting married. They get married to him.
He didn't like the guy named Jack because Rose was promised to him only, and she had all the finest items, teacups and dresses. She loved what Jack loved to do, and Jack loved to paint.
In ocean, underwater, they mess other place. The boots, the baby doll, what's up? They break. Windows break.
Yep, windows broke. The very top of the boat started to break.
Yep.
And you know they were signaling for a second ship.
Yes.
And that ship never came. Mm. Eventually it came, but not right then.
Oh, wow. It's a big or huge the iceberg is the longer than this table. It's something big that was the ship broke down.
And they say that wasn't the real Titanic, because that second ship that was coming to rescue them, that was the real one, not the one that we're on. The iceberg split that ship and it went down while the other half was going down very slowly. Mm. And the water was really, really, super, really close.
You see the movie, Titanic 1 and Titanic 2.
I saw the first Titanic 13 years ago. For the first time ever.
The picture of Rose Dawson, they're born on April 12, 1912.
I've never seen the second one, but I'm always curious if Jack died from being so cold in the water, from the ocean, how come they brought him back to life?
Yeah.
That's my question. Didn't Jack die? How did he become full of life again?
Yeah.
I'm always curious about that.
Jack. She said, "I love you." She cared for him. She struggled. Her family. That's all. This is TJ Casey, and this is TJ Robin.
Have a nice week, everyone.
You too.
Jack's mother was here.
This is the Candyland Hour for all good children. The orchestra will play our theme song.
You know that song, don't you?
Sure I do.
Well, then sing it. Come on, girlie, sing it.
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and trains. I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's food cake. If you eat too much, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop.
You'll awake with a tummy ache.
On the good ship, lollipop,
it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away.
On the good ship, lollipop.
Wow, what's up, Just Cats? On July 25th, on Saturday, on the 25th, I'm packing my purple suitcase with my clothes and pajamas and my socks and my shampoo conditioner and my lunch bag with me so I can go to the Burnson for weekend. I'm saying it's the July to August.
Are you leaving on a jet plane, Mindy?
No.
Are you taking a bus?
No.
Are you hitchhiking?
No.
All right. How will you get there?
My mom and stepdad and Will are going to pick me up, and then I'm going to go shopping to get my supplies.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And what will you do in Burniston? Burniston is... what's going on there?
Eat and bathe and watch my shows and go to Burton Variability.
Fantastic. Do you have anything else to share?
Yeah, I gotta pack my purple suitcase and bring my medicine with me.
Excellent. We love to travel here in the Superstars. We like to share our travel plans, and we like to explore all corners of the globe. Isn't that right, Mindy?
Yes, I'm in a hurry so I can eat my lunch.
All right, bon voyage. And if you are going anywhere far away, don't take the Titanic.
Yikes, Chef!
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke.
Your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.